Centuries, Mary was described as the mother of Jesus Christ. I wanted to begin in this matter with Fatima. I got stuck. I wish to say, Fatima is the daughter of the great Khadija. I sensed it is not Fatima. I wish to say, Fatima is the daughter of Muhammad. I sensed it is not Fatima. I wish to say, Fatima is the wife of Ali. I sensed it is not Fatima. I wish to say, Fatima is the mother of Hassan and Hussein. I sensed it's not Fatima. I wish to say Fatima is the mother of Zainab. I still sensed it is not Fatima. No, these are all true, and none of them are Fatima. Fatima is Fatima. Salat. La mas. Our next speaker today is a freelance journalist with a BA in mass communications. She'll be giving us an example of a contemporary woman who followed Bibi Fatima al-Islam's footsteps, fighting for humanity, justice, and peace. Please welcome Sister Yusul al-Bahrani with a salawat.
على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. On this happy occasion, let's share our greetings with our awaited savior, Imam Mahdi, ajalallah farajah. Let's share our greetings with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. Let's share our greetings with our maraji', with the holy imams alayhim salam. Let's share our greetings with the entire humanity, and specifically women. It is our day. We could recall hundreds, if not thousands, of ahadith regarding the status of Sayyid al-Zahra alayhi salam. And I'm not here to discuss those ahadith because there are other people who are discussing it every day. But I want to start with a saying by a thinker, al-Shaheed Ali Shariati, and it was by coincidence that our MC Shazia also have discussed this. Fatima is Fatima. All those attributes that we talk about are nothing compared to her status. She is the most exalted woman. She is the holiest of men and women, except her father and husband. Allah said in the famous Hadith al-Kisa, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي إِنِّي مَا خَلَقْتُ سَمَاءً مَبْنِيَّةً وَلَا أَرْضًا مَتْحِيَّةً وَلَا قَمَرًا مُنِيرًا وَلَا شَمْسًا مُضِيئًا وَلَا فَلَكًا يَدُورُ وَلَا بَحْرًا يَجْرِي إِلَّا فِي مَحَبَّةِ هَؤُلَاءِ الْخَمْسَةِ الَّذِينَ هُمْ تَحْتَ الْكِسَاءِ. Allah is confirming to Angel Jibreel that the entire creation was indeed created for the love of those five. And when Angel Jibreel asked him, who are they? Allah would answer, هم فاطمة وأبوها وبعلها وبنوها. They are, اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. They are indeed Fatima and her father and her husband and her sons. The Almighty started with Fatima, and this tells us that we are all created to love and serve Fatima. The entire universe is just revolving around Fatima. It is just like our solar system. Fatima is the sun, and everyone else are the planets. Today I want to talk about a lover of Fatima, a great woman who served Fatima for her entire life. Since the day she was born, she was declared a servant of Fatima alayhi salam. She is al-Shahida bintul Huda, whose real name is Anna al-Sadr. Many times when we talk about Sayyid al-Zahra alayhi salam, we have a feeling inside us. She is infallible, I am not. She is a heavenly creature, I am not. Well, we all have those excuses. We are not infallible. We all make mistakes. We all utter sins. We all do blunders in our life. That's fine. So that's why I'm talking about a contemporary example who resembles, with her actions, our Sayyid al-Zahra alayhi salam. She is not infallible, but she tried her best to be. Just a brief introduction about her. She was born in 1937 in Baghdad in Iraq. She is the sister of Ayatollah al-Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. Both were murdered and tortured in the prisons of Saddam, the tyrant of Iraq. That's not the whole story. Well, apart from fighting Saddam and adhering to the hadith, one of the best forms of jihad is saying a word of truth in front of a tyrant. Ash-Shahida bint al-Huda was a woman of great literacy in spite of not being educated in a formal school. She is a well-known writer, writing short stories with moral standards. She was spreading peace and justice throughout her short stories. This proves that a woman can be a writer. Well, I'm not here to prove that, because other women also prove that they can be writers, but I'm focusing on the kind of writer. Now, if her brother, who is Ayatollah Shahid al-Sadr, a great philosopher, and he was declared Ayatollah at the age of 19, if he could excel in different fields of life, she could also excel just like him. She could be by his side throughout his struggles and throughout his mission. And now, to us, the public, we know 10 of her written works. Most of them were short stories, but some of them were just compilation of religious writings. There are others, like other books that she had written, but they were all confiscated by the old regime. Maybe her family now have copies, but we don't know if they exist. She acted as the link between the religious authority and the woman's society, and that was very crucial, because we know that the media was very suppressed. And it is not like here, like now, we can immediately send our letters, our emails to the Ayatollah, just asking him what we want to ask. But during that time, it was very crucial to have a link between the women's society and the Maraja in Najaf. She conveyed the messages. She conveyed the messages of the woman to the Marja, to Ayatollah Shahid al-Sadr, and she also conveyed the message of Shahid al-Sadr to the woman. Fighting a tyrant, that she, her entire life, throughout her life, she tried to preach peace and justice in Iraq. Well, the tyrant was never gone when she was there. She was martyred before Saddam was gone, but she tried her best. And fighting any tyrant needs the base, needs the consent of the public. And the public, half of them are women. So she was the voice of the woman, and her voice reached almost all the, we say, the Mujahid women in Iraq, the ones who were fighting the old regime. I could quote her famous speech in the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, urging the people to protest after the arrest of Ayatollah Shahid al-Sadr and the crackdown on many Iraqi activists. So we saw a woman just by the side of the man. Now, during that speech, it was just like the speech of Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam after Ashura and in Kufa and in the Majlis of Yazid. She was telling them almost the same message. You see, Shahid al-Sadr, he is in the prisons of Saddam. He is being tortured with the other activists, and you're just quiet. You're doing nothing. So after that, many Iraqis in Najaf al-Ashraf, they protested, and the Shaheed was released. But later on, he was arrested also with his sister, and then they were both killed. Now, does this remind us of anything? If we go back more than 1,000 years ago, this is the same speech of Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. So Shaheed ibn al-Huda said, just like I just mentioned now, look at the grandson of Imam Ali. He's tortured in prisons. Sayyida Zainab also said the same thing. Look at the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. His body is cut into pieces. His body was cut into pieces because he was preaching justice. But at the end, they would sacrifice their loved ones. Although they were grieved, Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam was grieved by seeing the dead body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But she was sacrificing him to Allah and to the whole humanity. And also Shaheed ibn al-Huda, she was sacrificing. It's not easy to see your brother being tortured all the time. And when we look at Shaheed ibn al-Huda, we could see Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam standing by Imam Hussein. So she was then arrested with her brother, and then they were tortured till death. It is a sad story, and then I don't think so. It is It is the story that many want to hear on a day of celebration. I'm not here to make anyone feel sad, anyone feel depressed, because it is a happy day. But the reality says that we have Sayyidah Zahra, we have Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam living with us, with her sorrows, with griefs every day. They are living with us with their courage and their bravery. They are making our world a better place. They want to spread peace. Sometimes they are successful. Sometimes they are not successful. They want to spread justice. They don't want to see anyone being tortured in the prisons, just like we are seeing now many of our brothers and sisters in Bahrain are being. So they want to spread love as well, because part of justice is love. Today, our women in Bahrain, I'm just linking it to Shahida bint al-Huda, because it is as if the same history repeating itself throughout decades, repeating itself with the Sayyidah Zahra and the attack with the fire. They had fire and they attacked her home, and then it was repeated with the Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. Then it was repeated on other women throughout history. It was repeated on Shahida bint al-Huda, and now it is being repeated on the Bahraini woman. Our women in Bahrain portray this message of Sayyidah Zahra. They portray the message of Sayyidah Zainab. They are indeed the servants of Zahra. Bahiya al-Aradi, who was a nurse and treated the innocent wounded protesters, was assassinated by the Bahraini regime. Ayat al-Qurmuzi, who is a poet, is now in a place that even her family doesn't know. Just like bint al-Huda. Ayat is just like exactly bint al-Huda, who used to write short stories, but Ayat was writing poetry. Many women are saying the truth throughout the world. And many women are fighting just in our place. We need to fight, but they are doing our job. And they are having a hard time as a result of this. If we can't help these women, and we cannot go directly and afford and fight with them, then let us preach their message. Their message is quite simple. It is very clear. Freedom and justice needs to prevail on earth. So this is not a day in which we celebrate happily, forgetting the sorrows of other women. Those women are fighting. They are fighting for humanity and peace, just like Al-Zahra alayhi salam did. And just like Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam did, they will be remembered till the day of judgment, and even after the day of judgment, because Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam promised them, saying, "Wallah lan tamhu dhikrana." I swear by Allah that you can't erase our existence. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Thank you so much.